But tonight, man, tonight, I am so looking forward to this. It's Colorado State. They're playing Virginia, a former national champion, a legendary coach, and Kevin Lytle from the Coloradan joins us. Let me ask you this, Kevin. You know, a lot of our listeners, they're not like in the trenches with CSU basketball, but you are. So who is Colorado State for someone who will watch them for the first time tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a team that, one, is generally pretty entertaining to watch. Player, you know, really fluid, quick ball movement, you know, passing, cutting, you know, motion type offense. And they have just a pillar player in Isaiah Stevens, who is now his fifth year with the COVID year. For my money, he's the best player in Colorado State men's basketball history. He's just a wizard with the ball. He'll make some passes that you kind of sit there and go, oh, how on earth did he even see that guy? So just a fun guy to watch. Fun, you know, when this team is clicking, they're entertaining to watch. And, you know, it's sort of your old school, if you will, build of a program where it's, you know, sort of a slow cooker build. You bring, you know, bring in some guys, recruit them, develop them, sprinkle in with the transfer portal. And, you know, in 6 years under Nico Medved, it's gone from, you know, kind of a broken program to, obviously, the NCAA tournament. So generally a pretty entertaining team to watch.
Well, Kevin, man, we've been having some fun with Isaiah Stevens here in the, you know, at the station. Will he have his jersey retired at the end of all this?
Yeah, that's one of the big, probably really since last summer, fans really started talking about that and pushing it. And it's become really a key discussion point amongst the fan base that, you know, they kind of demand that the number four hangs up in the rafters there. There's only one men's basketball program or number retired in program history, Bill Green from a while back. So there's a big push for Isaiah B. next. And, you know, CSU hasn't really said anything. They're going through an administration change, obviously, with Joe Parker out as athletic director. So, you know, what's next will play a say in that. But if I had to guess, I think that's going to happen sometime.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it should happen, Kevin. I mean, the guy's the all-time leading scorer, all-time assister, won the most games. He's back in the NCAA tournament. I mean, what more could this guy have done?
Not much more you could ask for, right?
Right.
Crazy.
But believe it or not, there is some discourse about it. Let me ask you this, and this might be a morbid question, all right, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Nico Medved has done a great job with a capital G with this program. Is there any fear that if they win a game, maybe two, that he could leave Fort Collins for another job next season?
Yeah, I don't think that's even morbid. I think that's a fair, you know, realistic question. That's kind of the world of college sports. And, yeah, I think there's a lot of fear that that could happen, you know, whether tonight is the end of the season or whether that, you know, the season ends, you know, in 2 weeks or whatever. I think there's definite fear that that could happen. Basically, every high major job that's opened, you've seen his name pop up amongst, you know, some national folks saying, you know, here are some of the possibilities, and Nico Medved's in that group. So I think it's an absolutely realistic question and thing to wonder about and possibility. I also wouldn't say it's a, not to use a basketball pun, but I wouldn't say it's a slam dunk, but it's definitely, you know, a thing that could be in the mix here. You know, CSU fans hopefully, you know, hope it's later rather than sooner, but keep an eye on that one.
All right, Kev. Tonight's the night. CSU needs to do what to secure the win tonight?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think first off, protect the ball and win the turnover battle. You know, Virginia is always one of the best defensive teams in the nation. That's the case again tonight. So CSU, A, protects the ball. That helps, you know, create more chances. And then B, take it from Virginia every now and then, because if the Rams can get out and run, that gets the game to the pace they want to play at. And then I think another is the bench. CSU is at its best when guys like Jalen Lake, Joe Palmer, Rashawn Bimba provide some punch off the bench. You know, you don't need those guys to all score 20 each or anything, but if those three combine for 15 or something like that, 15 to 18, CSU is going to be in good shape. So have those bench guys be good. And then it's the very obvious one, but Isaiah Stevens, if he, you know, is good and as good as he can be, that obviously puts CSU in a good position. So those are probably, you know, kind of three of my top ones, or three or four of my top ones heading into tonight's game.
All right, Kevin, we really appreciate your time. Kevin Lytle from the Coloradan covers the CSU Rams very closely and suggests you keep an eye out for his work. Kevin, appreciate your time today.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, guys.
No, you got it. There he goes. Kevin Lytle of the Coloradan covers that team closely.